Maria, any sense about this issue of clinical trial opportunities out there for patients? You know, you hear about all these studies, but the reality is it's kind of hard to find, and particularly an exciting trial for a
Yes.
patient to go on.
I usually send my patients to the close universities that I have, Duke and Chapel Hill, for consultation. I just want to know if there's something else available, and I do it pretty early in the process. Very few of them get offered clinical trials. I do not know if there's no trials available. I go to clinicaltrials.gov. I see that there are trials available before I send them there. But I don't know if they don't meet the eligibility criteria. I don't know if they have a preferential population that they offer those clinical trials instead of a patient that's coming from an hour away.
I find that we rerun a lot of trials for long, and I find that there's a lot of hurdles. Like, you have to be first-line metastatic lung cancer that's healthy enough to wait a month for your tissue to go to Germany to be tested, a month for you to repeat and get your insurance to approve repeat testing that is within 30 days. And also, patients have a lot of hesitation. They feel that if you can get similar drugs of a clinical trial, you know, they always ask me, what would you do? And I'm like, well, I think you have incurable cancer. A clinical trial sounds like a great option. But it's hard when the options are pretty much what I will give you, regardless, in a different way.
Yeah.